Well, good evening, kiddos. I'm Mr. Cummings. It's Wednesday, so that means it must be First Catechism night. So we're going to learn about the Catechism, and someone's here to join me and help me. This is my friend, Esther Elephant, and she's saying hello, hello. You wave back at Esther. Yep, just like Queen Esther from the Bible, and this is Esther Elephant. She even has her own crown. Yep, all right. So we're going to learn tonight about the First Catechism. What? Oh, for catechism? Oh, you haven't been here before. That's right. Well, catechism is questions and answers about the Bible. So it asks us a question and gives us an answer, and we learn about God's Word. You ready for that? Okay, excellent. All right, so the catechism, question 23 and 24. And I'll just say these are some hard questions. They're hard and they're complicated, and so they might be a little difficult to understand, and they're hard because the answers are maybe a little sad and a little scary. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Because God loves us, and He works out all things for our good. So we can know at the end of this there's good news. Yep, good news. All right, so here are the questions. Question 23, what covenant did God make with Adam? What covenant did God make with Adam? Okay, now say the answer with me. The covenant of life. The covenant of life. And then question 24 might be asking a question you're asking. What is a covenant? What is a covenant? And the answer, are you ready? A relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by His Word. Whew, those are some big words. Let's say it again. A relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by His Word. What does that mean? Well, it just means that God makes a way for us to be able to have a connection with Him. We are His family. God made us. We are His creatures. And He has a relationship with us. That means we're like His family. And He made this relationship using His Word. And what is His Word? The Bible. Not only did He make it, that's established means to make it with His Word, He guarantees it. That means He promises it. So that's what a covenant is. It's a promise to us through God's Word that we have a relationship with Him. Now, something happened a long time ago with two people that you may have heard of called Adam and Eve. Yep, Adam and Eve. Have you heard of them? That's right. Adam and Eve are what we sometimes call our first parents. First parents, what does that mean? That means there are great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents way, way back. Farther than we can count, they were the first people God made. And that means everybody in the world is related to them. And therefore, we're all related to each other, right? From a long time ago. And God gave them a warning. And it's in the book of Genesis. That's the first book of the Bible. God said to Adam and Eve, it says, "But the Lord God warned him," that is Adam, "you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." Yeah, that's right, die. Oh, I know, it's scary, but it was true. We have to talk about the tough things, too. In order to know about the good news, we've got to talk about the bad news, okay? All right, let's talk about the bad news. So God said to Adam, "You can eat of every tree," and there are all these trees in the garden. He said, "There's one tree, just one, that you can't eat of that, and it's called the knowledge of good and evil." And He says, if you eat it, you're sure to die. And so that's it. That was the one thing. Only one rule. Don't eat of it. What's more important than it was just a rule that God gave them, it was about their relationship, right? They were God's creation. They were God's family in that He made them. And He gave them one rule. And for them to disobey it would mean that they would show that they didn't love God. That's really what it's about. See? And that's why it was so important. It wasn't just some rule God came up with. It was a way to help them show God that they loved Him too. And so God's covenant. So there's some bad news. So let's talk about the bad news. The bad news is because Adam disobeyed, did you know that? That Adam did eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, even though he knew it was wrong. And so because Adam disobeyed, he died. And that is bad news. But there's even worse news. The other bad news is that because Adam disobeyed, we also die. And you think, yeah, I know, it doesn't seem fair, does it? No, but it is. Because guess what? We sin too. Because Adam sinned, we sin, and we do the things that God doesn't want us to do. We'll talk about sin and what that means in a future lesson. But it's important to know that because Adam disobeyed, he died. And because Adam disobeyed, we also die because we disobey. But there is really, really good news. As bad as the bad news is, there's even better news. There's great news. It's called good news. And sometimes you'll hear it called the gospel. And that just means good news. And the good news is, because Jesus died for us, we will live forever with him. So I know death can be scary. It's a hard concept, and one that I would encourage you to talk to your parents about what death means. But you need to know that it might seem really scary, but because Jesus died for us, we will live forever with him. That's right. Yeah, that's the good news. So tonight, if you're feeling scared, if this lesson was a little tough, if it was hard to understand, just take a few minutes and sit down with mom and dad and ask them questions, and they'll help you understand. Just remember, the bad news was Adam disobeyed, and then so therefore he died. The other bad news is because Adam disobeyed, we also die. But the good news is, because Jesus died for us, we will live forever with him. And so what I want you to understand, that you don't need to be scared, that you can trust God, and that he will take care of you every minute of every day. Well, thanks for joining me tonight for this really tough time, really tough subject, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that he died for us so that we could live forever with you. We ask, O Lord, that you calm our fears and you calm our hearts, that you remind us of the good news of Jesus Christ, and that you help us each and every day to live for you, because we're so thankful that you sent your son to die for us. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks, kids. And say goodbye, Esther. And we'll talk to you next week.